Joining me now to discuss the NHL playoffs and specifically how the defending champion Los Angeles Kings are faring so far is the LA Times' Helene Elliott. Welcome back, Helene.
Thank you.
We'll talk about the Kings in just a moment, but since we just spoke with Patrick Burke of You Can Play, I want to ask you if you've seen evidence in the early going that the group's partnership with the NHL has changed the atmosphere around the league.
I think it absolutely has. Earlier this week, we talked to a number of players about Jason Collins, and I asked a number of hockey players whether a gay player would be accepted in the NHL, and it was like, why are you even asking? Of course. David Backes, captain of the St. Louis Blues, was saying, we don't care. The idea is if you're a good teammate, if you're going to help me win, I want you on my team. I don't care about anything beyond that. Dustin Brown, who's the captain of the Kings, said, look, I have friends who are gay. I have relatives who are gay. I don't care. What I care is that you're a good teammate. That's all that matters.
The Los Angeles Kings now find themselves down 0-2 in the first round of the playoffs. Both losses came in close games in St. Louis. Do the Kings feel they can come back?
Yeah, but it would really help if they could score some goals. They tried that route last year, but they were getting timely goals. Now they're not getting anything. In game one, the only goal they scored was after they had pulled the goalie in favor of an extra skater. And in game two, the only goal they scored was a 5-on-3 power play goal. So it would behoove them to start scoring at even strength at some point, or else they're going to have an earlier summer than they anticipated.
The Blues scored with 50 seconds left in regulation to win game two, and they won the previous game in overtime in stunning fashion. Some have called game one of the greatest postseason games in the history of the NHL. You were there. Have they got that right?
I think it certainly ranks up there. I mean, Jonathan Quick made 40 saves in that game, and he was the only reason they got to overtime. And then he makes a misplay behind his own net with the puck in the overtime. And the Blues player, Alex Steen, was very alert, made a terrific play, took the puck away from Quick, and wrapped it around and into the net. So in terms of drama, in terms of tension, of physicality, I mean, it's been great drama the first two games. These are two very evenly matched teams, very physical teams. They're fighting for every inch of ice, and it's just been great to watch.
Jonathan Quick, Kings goalie, won the Conn Smythe Trophy last year as the postseason MVP. It doesn't sound as if he's been figured out by opponents exactly.
Yeah, it's been fluky things. The winning goal in game two, the Blues had a 3-on-2 rush, and one of Quick's defensemen, Drew Doughty, actually screened him on it. It was kind of a soft shot, so people are thinking, oh, that's a terrible goal. But if you analyze it, I don't think Quick saw it at all. He's played so well. And to lose two games, the one in overtime and then this one in literally the last minute, it's really going to be a test for him and for that team. You know, they rolled through the playoffs last year. They took 3-0 lead in every series that they played last year. And now here they are down 0-2. So I'm curious to see how they respond when they get home.
Helene Elliott covers the Kings and the NHL for the Los Angeles Times. Helene, thank you as always.
Thank you.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Tim Tebow lost his job with the New York Jets on Monday, and the new offers began rolling in almost immediately. Would Mr. Tebow like to join the Omaha Beef for some indoor football? The Beef offered to make it worth his while to the tune of $75 per game. When current Beef quarterback James McNair learned of the offer, he said, "I think Tim can learn a lot from me." No? Well, the Legends Football League, known as the Lingerie Football League until they began requiring their players to dress more warmly, was also in touch. They offered Tebow the opportunity to sign on as the league's national quarterbacks coach, which sounds a good deal more impressive than local quarterbacks coach.
They're winning on Tebow time. Winning on Tebow time. Winning on Tebow time.